Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When was the last time something turned out too good to be true for you? I've witnessed this numerous times throughout my life, but I'd like to mention just a few terrific things that have happened to me just this past week. Last week, my wife and I returned from Pokagon State Park after experiencing a wonderful Grace Place retreat with 17 of our seminarians and their wives last Palm Sunday weekend. It was wonderful to see relationships bond and grow through some good discussion and fellowship. It really was too good to be true for everyone. That same evening, after my wife and I drove back down to Fort Wayne, we also witnessed another remarkable event, that of my oldest son verbally and publicly confessing his faith in preparation for his confirmation. As a parent, that is a valuable moment to witness. And then finally, this past weekend, I was able to celebrate Good Friday and Easter with my parents, which was the first time in at least 20 years in which we were able to celebrate this wonderful festival together. Events like these don't just take place every day, and they are certainly at times too good to be true. Today, we are exactly 1 week from a very important day for many of you soon to be vicars, and 8 days away from an important call night for you candidates. And believe it or not, despite any anxiety or apprehension you may have, this too will be too good to be true for you as well. That's due to the fact and promise that God's plans are always that way, too good to be true for those of us in Christ. As St. Paul confirms in Romans 8, we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. After we hear this morning's text, though, the disciples and close followers of Jesus were not all that certain of that promise, that first Easter Eve. In fact, they were more than apprehensive. They were troubled and terrified. As they met behind locked doors, they were fearful of what might lie ahead. Perhaps their own death at the hands of the Romans or the Jews, because they were labeled and listed as followers of Jesus. Yet in the midst of this most perplexing test and moment, Jesus immediately appeared, entered their midst, and then said words too good to be true. Peace to you. However, even this did not immediately comfort them. Even though they had just received the verbal report from the Emmaus disciples about meeting Jesus on the road and how Jesus revealed himself in the breaking of the bread, they thought this appearance by Jesus was a ghost or a spirit. Like the Israelites of old who were once terrified by God's glory and thunder and lightning at the cloud at Mount Sinai, so these disciples were frightened at this glimpse of glory as well. Yet in spite of this, Jesus still patiently urges them on with these words, urging them to use all of their senses as they looked at him. Look at my hands and my feet. Listen to me. Touch my flesh. What really happened was something too good to be true. The one who said in this text, "It is I myself," is also the great I Am who was present with Moses at Sinai, who led Israel of old as a pillar of fire by night and a cloud by day, who was born of a virgin in Bethlehem, and who walked in Galilee teaching and preaching and healing. Now he was glorified for them. And his flesh was exalted and unlimited as the attributes of his divine nature were actually communicated and shared with his human nature. Thus, Jesus could pass through those locked doors or suddenly appear numerous times after his resurrection. Then finally, what does Jesus do? He asked for a piece of broiled fish and ate it in their presence. No more questions, no more doubts. It is I, the Lord. What Moses had foretold long ago was now fulfilled. The Lord will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your own brothers. And Jesus confirmed that when he told Mary after the resurrection, "Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to your God and my God." And David had earlier stated in the Psalms, "Therefore my heart is glad and my spirit rejoices, because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay." All of this in reference to our Lord. Sound too good to be true? It may. But one of the things this text also teaches us is that oftentimes before there is joy and recognition of God's blessing and provision, there is usually a test. And these disciples were tested before their joy fully abounded. And God allows things to occur in this way so that we completely recognize that these things are not done by us, but are only done by Him. You have faced tests here while attending seminary. But when you face tests and challenges in service to a congregation, either on a vicarage or on a call, just when things seem to break, God makes provision, just as he did here for his disciples. And because Jesus is your glorified brother now, he goes with you at all times. By baptism, both into his death and resurrection, you are assured that when you go out in service to the world, he is with you wherever you go. You have no idea where you'll be placed, or you may have an idea where you'll be placed. You may not know where you will reside in the next few months. But regardless of that fact, your resurrected Lord and brother says, "Peace to you." The resurrected I Am is with you. And he invites us daily to come to him whenever we are worried, or wearied or burdened. Tomorrow, at this altar, you and I have an invitation to come and to taste that our Lord is truly too good to be true. We have the distinct honor and privilege of feasting with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We will eat of his same body and drink of the same blood which flowed from his hands and his sides at the cross. Through this, and through your continual study of the Scriptures, your mind is transformed, and your faith is given courage, and you are sustained. Sound too good to be true? It really is. And may you be a blessing to God's people wherever you go, as he prepares in advance the good works he would have you do here and in various parts and places of our nation and world. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.